anything wrong. For Gavru, the Stavcha Sadeyu. It's only because that the Ran says, Kedushas Kunasoi Gormaloi. It's only because of your Kedusha of the Kuna that was going to be also to you. But me, myself, I didn't do anything. So that's the Sufik in the case where Nashus Kayin was Nensa, that she's also to her husband, the husband has to give her a gift, does she receive a Ksuba or not? Yes, Mr. Shem will see. I will stop here. You're holding the last daft of Tzadik Aleph. The last shayla was again, if the shayla was by Neshes Koyin she Nensa, does she get a Ksuba or not? That was the shayla of the wife of the Koyin, that she was Nensa. So Locher is that she's also Labailo, and she has to receive a get. The shayla, does the husband have to give her a Ksuba or not? That was the shayla. So Mor says like this, the shayla was, Kibun Dionis Lagabi Koyin Kirotzen Lagabi Yisrael Domi Yen Lo Ksuba. Just like by Yisrael, if the wife is a Zoyin, is a Saita, that she does the Barotzen, that she doesn't receive a Ksuba, so by a Koyin also, Rashis Koyin, she's also Labailo. Oiduma maybe no, Motsi Yomer Leyanohu Chazina. The Eishas Kohen could say, she was only Nensa, she's really Mutta Labaila. But the Gavruhu Dinastach Pasadayu, it's because of the husband that he has Kedushas Kuna, that's what makes her Osa to a husband. And the Ran says, Kedushas Kunosoi Gormaloi, Kinoforos from Asnitsin. In other words, really, she was Nensa. A man was Manasa, forced her to live with her. She didn't do anything wrong. If she would have been married to a Yisrael, she would be Mutta to the husband. Why is she also not to a husband? Because the husband is a Kayin. So she could say it's your fault. It's like your mazel that caused it. Therefore, she deserves a ksuba. For Amina Law, the answer back, Masnitsine, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah that Avada, she receives a ksuba. Our Mishnah says, Hoy Neris Tamei Ani Lecho. If a wife tells the husband she's Tamei, that means she had Znus, she lived with another man, and therefore she's also to a husband. So Lachar is, the Mishnah says, Yesh Lo Ksuba. She gets a get, and she also receives a ksuba. Now, the Mayaskinin, what is our Mishnah talking about? Eli Maveshis Yisroel, by regulations Yisroel, so it depends. No, she's married to a Yisroel. So, Iberotzon, if she lived with another man willingly, Iberotzon, she's a Saita, Freddy Gemara, Klum, Yeshla Ksuba. Does she receive a ksuba then? If a person's wife lives with another man willingly, so she's an Avera. She deserves to get Mista for that. And the husband doesn't have to give her a ksuba. So how could our Mishnah say, Yesh lo ksuba? Elamai viboinis, if the Mishnah is talking about that a man lived with her, forced her, a man was manasa, so she didn't do anything wrong. For the Gemara Mikor, Mitzvah Agavra, is she also to a husband? She's not also to a husband. If she's married to a Yisrael, so if a man is manas and Eishas Yisrael, she's still mutter to a husband. So why does our Mishnah say, if she says, Tamei ani lecho, she deserves a get, and she gets a ksuba? What's the case talking about? V'yelo, the case has to be V'yelo V'eishes koin. We're talking about Neishes koin. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, Neishes koin. So it's like this, I berotzon klum yesh le ksuba. If she's an Eishes koin, see if she was mezana with another man berotzon willingly, for at the Gemara yesh le ksuba, does she deserve a ksuba? Migorom Eishes Yisrael berotzon, is she worse than a regular Eishes Yisrael berotzon? That the law is, if she does the Barotzon, she doesn't get a ksuba. She's chayiv misa for it. What's the difference if she's Eishes Yisrael or Eishes Kayin? If she lives with another man Barotzon willingly, so she's a noisvav, she doesn't get no ksuba. El alav, el amai, the Mishnah has to be talking about b'yainis. The Mishnah has to be talking about happened b'yainis. Ukitoni, it says na Mishnah yesh lo ksuba. That she has, she gets a ksuba. So what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about v'hechrich, she's an Eishes Kayin. It says now Mishnah that she says Tamei Ani Lecho, that she deserves to get a ksuba. So the case has to be talking about that she did it b'yoinis. If she did it b'yoinis, that's the proof in our Mishnah that even though she's also Labaila, even though because the husband is a Kohen, that's the halach of the Kohen's wife, lives with another man even b'yoinis, she's also to him, but our korponim a ksuba she gets, she has the right to say, Ninastach Vasadeyu. But me, myself, I didn't do anything wrong. I was forced. I am also to you. That's your halacha. Since you have Kedushas Kuna, as a Kohen, I can't live with you. But that's like your mazel. Therefore, she deserves a ksuba. Such the halacha that Avada, she does get a ksuba. E. Boilu, I have a question like this. Omro la baila girashtani. If a lady, a wife, goes to a husband and says, girashtani, you gave me a get. Mahu. Do we believe her or not? Is she allowed to not get married to somebody else or not? Do we believe her when she says that Girashtani? So Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna says, Toshima, this is a famous Rav Hamnuna Shita, that he learns that she's Neman, she's believed. It says in our Mishnah, Hoy Meres Temei Ani Lecho. If the wife says that she's Tomit, she's also to her husband, so the Lachar is that she's believed. Now, the Afilu LeMishnah Achrona, even according to the second, the Mishnah Achrona, the second part of the Mishnah, that says, Chazru Leima, they retracted and they did not believe her anymore, Tiktoni Loimahemna, that next door said, we don't believe the wife if she says Tameyani, because we're afraid what she's doing is she gave an eye on a different man, that she wants to get rid of her first husband. Abahosam Hu de Mishakra, over there we say she's gonna lie, the Yoda de Bainala Yodabo. In our Mishnah, the reason why we don't believe the wife is because we know that she thinks the husband does not know what happened. The husband does not know if she really lived with another man or not. Like in our Mishnah, she's saying Tamei Ani Lecha. So Tamei Ani Lecha means that she lived with another man, and therefore she's also to her husband. Now her husband does not know about this. The husband didn't find out about this. So that's why we're afraid she's going to lie. In other words, maybe really she did not live with another man. Just she's going to lie to say she lived with another man because she wants to get rid of her first husband to get married to a new husband. But that's only if the first husband does not know about it, then we say she'll lie. The yoda, because she knows the baila la yoda bo, that her husband does not know the truth if she really lived with another man or not. Avogadi girashtani, but when a wife says the word girashtani to her own husband, the yoda bo, that she knows for sure that the husband either knows or doesn't know. Like she knows for sure she's going to say she got a get, and the husband really did not give her a get. Like she knows that the husband is going to know that she's a liar. So therefore we say mehemna. Therefore, we know the wife would not lie, and we could trust the wife when she says that she really did receive a get. Because this is Rav Hamnuna Svara, that there's a chazaka, the chazaka, an isha me'iza penebeth ne'baila. An isha will not have the chutzpah like ha'oza to say this in front of her own husband. She won't go and lie outright in front of the husband when the husband knows clearly that she's lying. Like if the truth is that the husband did not give her a get yet. She would not have the chutzpah to say in front of her husband, Yishino, you gave me a get. So therefore, if she tells Bezda now that Yishino, my husband gave me a get, and she says it in front of the husband, Bezda has the right to believe her. We say that there's a chazaka, she's not lying, she wouldn't have this chutzpah to lie in front of her husband, so the truth is that she really did receive a get. Even if the husband denies it, we don't care, we say we believe her, and therefore she's never to get married to another husband. So that's what Ram Nunes Chazaka, the Chazaka and Isha Me'iza Penebeth Nebaila. Oh, Malay Rava, Rava said back to Ram Nuna, no, Rava argues. And he said back, Adar Rabba, just the opposite, I bring you proof. That I feel all the Mishnah Rishayna, even according to the first part of the Mishnah. That at the beginning they said, when a wife says, Temei Ani Lecho, when a wife goes to a husband and says, Yishno, I live with another man, I must say to you, that we believed her. Tiktoni mehemna, that we believe the wife, hosa mishum de lo yavide lebzuya nasha. You know why we believe her? Because it's not a nice thing to do. What is the wife saying? The wife is saying that another man lived with her. It's not a nice thing. It's a big bizoyin for a wife to say it. So therefore, if it's not true, she would never say it. So that's why the first Mishnah believes the wife. If the wife tells the husband, like we say, we're talking about an Ashes Kayin, that she tells the husband, you know, another man was honest to me, forced me to live with me. So she's telling the husband that she's also to him. So you know why we believe her? Because otherwise she wouldn't lie. Because it's a bzuya nasha, she's giving him bzuyan. She's making herself not nice. So that's something people would not lie about. Aval hocha, but over here, for a wife to say that she received a get from a husband, aval hocha dizimna the tokif lomen gavra. Sometimes, like, she gets very strong against the husband. She gets angry at him, like Laurent says. The talk of law, talk is also strong. The talk of law of Megavra about her husband. Shayideh kasa, because she gets angry at him, tis chazek min bal, she become very strong against the husband. Lohoyis ponim boy, v'loy malegirashtani, that sometimes she would have the chutzpah to say this lie, to say in front of the husband, yishno girashtani. Because she's not making herself mevuza, she's not saying that she did anything wrong. So therefore, Rava says it could be that we don't believe the wife. If a wife alone tells her that she received a get, and the husband denies it and says, no, I never gave you a get, it could be we don't believe her. Because there's no svari here to say that she's not lying. Maybe she's lying. Sometimes she can get angry at her husband, and she gets so angry she'll also say this lie that she received a get. But by saying she received the get, she's not putting herself in like in a bizoyen. Nothing bad happened to her. Mashenken in the Mishnah, where she says that a man lived with her, that's the svara nishu would not lie to say a man lived with her if it didn't really happen. Because there she's being mavazer herself, she's making herself in a bad situation, it's not nice to say such a thing like that. So therefore in the Mishnah we believe her, but it could be over here, we don't believe her. Mor says, Mosir Rav Mishashia. Rav Mishashia is the kasha. Says in the Mishnah, Hashemayim ben ila ben cho, to Mishnah Rishonah. It says that an Isha complains, tells Desdin, you should know, that I have a complaint against my husband that only in the Shemayim knows about it. Hashemayim ben ila ben cho. And we said the pshat is that she tainis, that a husband cannot have children, his zera does not come out, is not yura kichetz. So she complains that she wants to have another husband because he can't have children. It's his zera that doesn't go the right way, that's why I'm not pregnant. So that's her complaint. And the Ran said in the Mishnah, we're talking about where she complains, she has a good taina. That she has a taina, she wants to have children. She wants, when she comes old, she wants someone to take care of her. Because like this, Azoi, we say an Isha is not mechuyiv and pruravu. If she doesn't have children, so what? You're not mechuyiv to have children. But if she comes with a taina to say, no, I want to have children, it's practical, to have people to take care of me, that's a good taina. So then we say she's Neman, that she has such a complaint against the husband, that she complains it's the husband's fault that she's not pregnant. So the Mishnah says the Mishnah Rishayna was, we believed her, and therefore the husband has to give her a gift, and she gets a ksuba. Now, to you to the Rava, this should be a kashan Rava over here. So Ram learns like this, the Yomar Rava, that feel the Mishnah Rishayna ki Yomar Girashtana Lenehemna, that Rava says, according to Mishnah Rishayna, Vanisha says, Girashtani, she is not Neman. Rava learned she's only Neman the racer when she says Tamei Ani L'chor. But there she's Mavazer herself to say that something so terrible happened to her, then we say she's not lying. But as long as she's not making herself look terrible, then we don't trust her. That's why Rava holds she's not Neman to say Kirishtani. Says so, why should she be Neman to say that her husband is not Yorah Kechetz? Why should she be Neman? It's also not such a terrible thing about herself. There's no bizoyin to herself. She's not putting herself into a bad situation. She's only complaining about her husband. And the Mishnah Rishonah says, we believe her. So, Hura, you see, you believe the wife, stam, because she would not lie in front of the husband. So, Hura, Takash and Rava. Rava says, for the wife to say, Gerashtani, we don't believe her. So, how come the Mishnah says, if she only complains that our Shemayim, that my husband is not being Yorah Kechetz, his arrow doesn't come out straight, like an arrow, she has a complaint. So Marin says, no, I'll tell you, ha-ha, the lesla kisufa. I tell you, still there's a big difference. In our Mishnah, she has no kisufa, no, this part of the kasha. Tuf to the Rava, ha-ha, the lesla kisufa, uketani de mehemna. Like here, there's nothing wrong with her, there's no bizarre, and she has no embarrassment about it. And still, you believe her. So you see, not like Rava, you see, even though she's not saying an embarrassing thing about herself, still we believe her. So Gemara says, no. Kisava Rava, Rava holds like this, Hosom, Kivun de loy sagi lo, de loy omro, and Yorah Kechetz, when she complains to say, Hashemayim benilu bencho, that I have a complaint against my husband, that only Hashem knows about it. Still, she has to say out to Bezdin, what is a complaint? And a complaint is, that in Yorah Kechetz, when my husband lives with her, so the zera that comes out of him doesn't shoot out like an arrow, doesn't shoot forward, that's why she can't become pregnant. Now, Eloi Isa to the Omra, if it wouldn't be really like she's saying, Loi Omra Loi, Hashemayim Benila Bencho, she wouldn't have said it. So the Ram says like this, Hosom, Kivon de Loi Sagi Lod, Loi Omra, and Yorah Kecheti, Loi Isa to the Omra, Loi Omra Lo, the Kivon she Tzricha Lavara de Voreo, to the Omra Hashemayim Benila Bencho, since she has to explain herself exactly what does she mean, that she has a complaint against the husband, she has to speak out exactly what her complaint against him is. Tahainu, her complaint is that it's because of him that I'm not pregnant, his zera doesn't shoot out. Is it's also very, very embarrassing to say that. It's also a svara like Tumei Ani L'cho. That Anisha is embarrassed to talk about this. she wouldn't go to complain in front of Bezin to talk about these things if it wasn't true. So therefore here, Rava would agree to the Mishnah Rishayna that she's Neman. Because it's also an embarrassing thing to lie about, to say that her husband, Zerah, doesn't come out kechetz. Mashenkin, just for wife to say that she received the get, that's not such an embarrassing thing. And there, Rava says, we don't believe her. It could be she'll lie about it, to lie that her husband gave her a get, and really she did not receive a get. So therefore, there's no stira to Rava yet. To say she received the get, there we're afraid she's lying. But to say Ashermaya ben Ila ben Chor, that she has to say exactly that her husband is not Yorik Echetz, it's an embarrassing thing, there we're afraid maybe, there we say she's not lying. Now the Gemara is, Lechura, the Mishnah, Hashemayim ben Ila ben Chor, the Mishnah Achroin, that he have a tuf to Rehom Nuna, Chor Shevi Kashtan Rehom Nuna, that the Sefer, the Sefer, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Achroin says that if a wife complains about her husband, to say that Hashemayim ben Ila ben Chor, we don't believe her anymore. We said that maybe she put her eyes upon another man. So question, that should be a theory to Rav Hamnuna. That Rav Hamnuna said a svara ain isha miiza panel lefnei baila. That a husband is, an isha, a wife is afraid to lie and say a shekel in front of a husband. If a husband's gonna know the truth, she's afraid to say a lie in front of him. That's why Rav Hamnuna says, if an isha says, Girashtani, that a husband gave her a get, she's Neman. So here also, if an isha says that a husband is not yerek echetz, so if she to lie, she would have a chut. She would a chazaka. She wouldn't lie because if Anuna says an isha meiza panel b'fnei baila. So if that's a svara that an isha is afraid to lie in front of a husband when a husband knows about it, so why according to Mishnah Achron is she not believed? We should have the chazaka for sure. She's not lying. Bishleima timei ani lecho. It's good. The husband doesn't know if she really lived with another man or not. So Mishnah Quran says we don't believe her anymore. But Hashemayim ben Ila ben Chor, what we're saying now is that she has to complain and say that her husband is not Yorek Echetz. So the Havaminer is the husband knows about that if it's true or not. So if the husband knows about it, Anisha would not lie in front of a husband. So why does the Mishnah Quran say we don't believe her anymore? So our answer is not a kasha. The kasha was this part of the kasha that according to Rav Hamnuna, since the husband knows about it, whether he's yerek echetz or not, so a wife would not have the chutzpah to lie in front of the husband. How come she's not believed? The Terence says no. Kisava Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna holds. Hochanami higufa omra. I'll tell you, it's different over here because she thinks like this. She says, Nehi de bebiya yoda. A husband true knows whether he lives with his wife or not. That much true. But the yerek echetz miyoda. The husband does not know how his zera comes out of his body. She's the one that feels it. So mishumachi mishakra, therefore she's not afraid to lie. In other words, bishleim to say that the husband gave me a get, that's an outright lie. If it's not true, the husband didn't give her a get, the husband will say back strong, what do you mean? I didn't give you the get. That she's afraid to lie in front of the husband. But over here, her complaint that his zera is not coming out straightforwards, he doesn't realize it, she thinks. Only she has the right to feel that her body, she feels it, it doesn't come out that way. So therefore, when she says this, she's not afraid to lie in front of her husband, because she doesn't think the husband will catch her on the lie. It's not called an outright lie to the husband, because the husband does not know about this, whether it's really Yerah Kechetz, if his Yerah comes out, Kechetz or not. So therefore here, the Mishnah Achrona says, we have to be afraid maybe the wife would lie, therefore Taka, she's not Neman. Right. Hey, you just saw there was a lady. The chol yoima de tashmish makdeha masi yoda legavra. There was a lady that every morning, that if that night she lived with her husband, so the next morning she used to get up to wash his hands. Hey, used to saw a lady, the chol yoima de tashmish, every morning after they had tashmish, they lived together that night, makdeha masi yoda legavra. She would get up early in the morning to wash her husband's hands. What happened once, yoima chan happened one day, asyulei maya, Lemishmash, one morning, she came to her husband to wash his hands. She thinks she lived with her husband last night. She says, listen, I have to wash your hands now. Oh, my Lord, the husband says back, what? I didn't live with you last night. I didn't have tashmish with you last night. Oh, my Lord, so she said like this, and Cain, if so, chod minochrim, it had to be, you know, live with me last night. The time was one of the goyim.